kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do.
Welcome back to Building the Bach, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our weekly one-on-one interview, we talk with Ron Gibson, Chairman, President, and CEO of Questar Corporation. Our weekly one-on-one interviews are brought to you by The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. If you want to make money the crude way, contact The Crude Life. For more information, email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. And now back to our weekly one-on-one feature with the CEO, President, and Chairman of Questar Corporation, Ron Gibson.
Ron Gibson, Chairman, President, CEO of Questar Corporation.
We've been covering the Bakken now for a couple years, and 2012, we called 2013 the year of pad drilling. Last year, in about October, we called 2014, our current year, the year of natural gas. And it certainly has been in the Bakken with One Oak and Hess and North Dakota LNG with some of the refineries coming on. In your world, what do you make of that comment, 2014 is the year of natural gas?
Well, I think it's very applicable. I think, it started prior to 14, but obviously the shale plays have been a paradigm shift in our industry. We always knew there was gas in the shale, but we never could economically get that gas out. Now with the technologies of horizontal drilling and the ability to continue to use fracking. Fracking isn't new. We've been doing it for 25 years. With the technologies, we're able to not only get the gas out of the shale, but get it very economically, some of the lowest cost plays. And so as a result of that, you now have an abundance of natural gas that we've never had before. And for many, many years, dating back to the 70s with President Carter, when he said, we're going to be out of gas in the next 8 to 10 years. He was right. We had an issue at that time. But as always, the ingenuity and smart people found ways to change that and found ways to develop the natural resources and do it very effectively and prudently. And so it is a year of natural gas in the sense that we have a very strong abundance of natural gas. We can now look at natural gas beyond just space heating and water heating. We can look at it for enhanced power generation, continued building more and more plants on natural gas. It's a backup to all renewable energy. And at the same time, we can use it for natural gas for transportation and do all of this. And we can even look at exporting natural gas, which 6 years ago, we were considered an importing country. Now we're looked at as an exporter of natural gas. So I think you've got a situation where natural gas is certainly going to be an abundant, not a bridge fuel, it's going to be abundant foundation fuel, and it's very important to prudently and cautiously, we need to be careful as we partner with environmental concerns, but we can do that and we can develop this resource and use it for much more. Lessen our dependence on foreign oil and be able to take care of our own in the country as we need to do. I think it is a year of that. I think, there's a lot of talk about EPA rules and coal being replaced with natural gas. And I think we need to be very careful there. But we need to look at all forms of energy. We need to be using oil. We need to be using coal. We need to be using natural gas. We need to develop renewable energy. We need to continue to look at hydro. We need to continue to look at the opportunities for nuclear. I think to meet the demands that we have in the future, we're going to need all forms of energy. And it's probably not a great situation to have just one foundation fuel. So as people talk about natural gas being that foundation fuel, we believe it is. We think we have the abundance for it, but we also have to be cognizant that we need a large portfolio of many supplies of energy. And that includes the development and better technologies in all areas.
You mentioned transportation, whether it be CNG or LNG. Is that the type of transportation that we're talking about with natural gas, the conversion and some of the filling stations? You guys are involved with that. Talk to me a little bit about that transportation when it comes to natural gas. That seems to be the wave of the future.
It really is. And we've had you know, we're behind a lot of countries in this regard, but we got our kind of one foot into it back in the 90s, and then with the advent of more computerized engines and different kits for replacement or for conversions, it made it difficult to continue that market. And plus, I'm not sure the American public was ready for smaller vehicles and so forth. But I think what we've seen, again, because of the abundance, is you now have what I would call the foundation market, which is your mid-size vehicles. These would be your trash hauling vehicles, your buses, commuter shuttles and so forth, where the economics are just a flat-out no-brainer. They're seeing tremendous savings, and again, abundance of natural gas makes that possible. So you'll very likely see 70% of the trash hauling vehicles within the next 2 years will be running on natural gas. I've heard figures of about 49% today. So, you know, the medium-sized, mid-sized vehicles, transit buses and so forth, are definitely the foundation of this shift. The large vehicles, the big semi-trucks, are now what I would call the emerging market. There, we're seeing tremendous results from companies like Swift Trucking and Central Freight Lines, major companies like Frito-Lay and Dart Transportation, who have made major commitments to convert a large number of vehicles, who are buying the engines currently available in a 12-liter engine. And we're seeing the trucking industry really take hold of this. And it's saving them money. It's, you know, all of the little issues are being resolved that were there originally of where to fuel. Again, we're out building those kind of facilities in the right locations. How to fill. We're seeing the filling times of natural gas, CNG, and LNG are filling as quickly as the diesel was filled into the trucks. The drivers love them, and companies are moving that direction. So I think it truly in the United States, we're seeing finally the needle move to a point where I think we're going to be very competitive in the rest of the world, and we'll see this market continue to grow and develop. The passenger vehicles are probably the market that's being pulled along right now. I think we're going to need to see home refueling at a very economical rate and technology. There are devices currently available, but we need to get the price down on home refueling units. When that happens, I think you'll see the passenger market also take off. So, you know, it's exciting. I think it's one of the things that we get asked probably the most questions about. And the results that we're seeing really show that it's going to happen now. And we're very excited to be part of that. We're building these major facilities literally from the West Coast to the East Coast and in strategic locations. A lot of cities that many people haven't heard about, but they're major hubs for major trucking companies. And we're going to see that market continue.
Now, when you said at home, is that exactly how it sounds, where I can pull into my garage and there's a filling station in my garage, or maybe outside, cooked into the propane tank or the propane line?
It definitely is. These units are attached directly to the home natural gas system. It does not take any different pipelines. It doesn't take a different service line in the home. It just needs to be tapped onto. They're slow fill. So the concept is, with a lot of the new vehicles that are being introduced by Detroit, we're starting to see passenger vehicles now that are dual fuel, recognizing that the majority of miles people put on their vehicles are commuter miles each day. And so the philosophy is that you have a vehicle that, say, has a 150-mile range on natural gas. People can drive to work every day. They come home. They plug in their garage. By the next morning, they've got a full tank again ready to go. If they decide to drive somewhere outside of the range of a natural gas filling station on the weekend, they can run on their gasoline in the vehicle. So it's a great philosophy. It can be done right on their home unit. Their natural gas utility companies can install these. They can maintain them for a very small cost per month. And the customers, for very low cost, have that convenience of being able to literally fill at home each day.
Put a plug out for Blaze Energy out of Bismarck, North Dakota. They've got some natural gas trucks out in the Bakken, and they fill up at their shop at the end of the night, just to kind of validate some of your points. A couple more questions, if you don't mind. The next one you can bypass, because it does become controversial depending on who you're talking to. Just comments on importing, exporting. I know it depends on if you're One Oak or if you're Dow, how the answer is going to come. So
yeah, that's a great point. And I chaired the American Gas Association last year and spoke throughout the country and the world, and I got asked that question literally by every audience, and it's one that we support. I think exporting of natural gas is an opportunity for us in the United States. We have the abundance, we have the supply, and if you really look at it, just about everyone, and I can't think of too many exceptions to this, estimate that the total market for exporting LNG.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ron Jibson, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. I'd also like to remind you our weekly one-on-one interviews are brought to you by The Crude Life. When you want to make money the crude way, contact The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. For more information, email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.